And it might have just been something I could have maybe said one word with the help of Jesus that might have turned them around and maybe got them saved, and it would have been all worth it. So if you see somebody out there in the world that needs a hand, by all means, stop by and help them out. Because I want to tell you today that, you know what, if we can just turn one sinner over to God, it's worth it all. The Bible says it would hide a multitude of sin. And you know what, today, I love the Lord, and I love all of you. And you know how I know that one day that I'm going to heaven? Because I love you. I may not have never seen you before, and I may never see you again here on this earth, but if you're here today and you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, I'm going to see you in this place called heaven one day, where we'll live forever and ever for all eternity. And you know what, Brother John, you know what we're going to do up there? We're going to be shouting and singing the praises of God forever and ever and ever. You know what? This whole life here on earth, it ain't too good. It's full of a lot of heartache and a lot of trial and a lot of pain. But you know what? I got somebody that walks right beside of me. I got somebody that rode down the road with me this morning. I got somebody that never leaves me. He never forsakes me. And you know, brother, it don't matter how old you are or how young you are, we're all going to die. But I want to tell you what, we already died, and we've been born again. We've done died to the love of sin. And the Bible says that if you die dead to the love of sin, that the second death ain't going to have no power over you. So it don't matter what this world has to throw at us. If we've been born again, we're alive and alive forever more. It don't matter if we got cancer. It don't matter if we got food to eat. We got food that this whole world can't even see. And that's the best food that I've ever eaten. It's that spiritual food that you can eat of. And man, it tastes good. It's better than a T-bone steak. And you know what? It's food that I'm talking about. It never runs dry. You never go to the refrigerator and see it empty. It's always full. And I want to tell you today, Brother Terry, that I love the Lord, and I love the Spirit of God, and I love that food. And you know what? One day, I'm going to get a new body, and I ain't going to have to be worrying about no pain or nothing to eat. I ain't going to have to worry about what kind of clothes I'm wearing, because you know what? I'm going to have on a long white robe, and I'm going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. This old man that you're looking at is going right down to the dust of the ground where it come from. But there's a man that lives on the inside. He's going to live forever, forever and ever, with no end in sight. And you know what? That's the man that's perfect. That's the man that when he got to church today, that he got thinking about that man and a woman on the side of the road. But you see, this man that you're looking at, he's the one that said, oh no, I gotta get to church. He's the one that said, I gotta worry about if I'm gonna get to McDonald's to get me a piece of pancake or something. That's the man that worries about if he's got gas in his truck. But there's a man on the inside. He don't worry because everything's okay. And you want to know why? Because of Jesus. Do you know Jesus today? If you don't know Jesus, you're a blind man and woman. You don't even know what it's like to be alive. You know what? I'm alive today, and I'm alive forevermore. And you know what? It don't matter what this world has to throw at me, because I got somebody. I got somebody that's stronger than the world, because you know he that's inside of me is stronger than he that is in the world. You know what happened to me about 15 years ago? There was a stronger man. He come in and he bound up that old strong man, and he spoiled his goods, and he cast him out, and he made me alive, and alive forevermore. Are you alive today? Let's have a good meeting. Let's shout off the rooftop. Let's praise God and show him whose side we're on.
Amen.
You know what Satan wants you to do? Satan wants you to sit there and worry about what you're going to do when you get home. Satan wants you to sit there and think, well, I got to get home and get my grass cut. I got to get home and run the sweeper. I got to do this and I got to do that. Well, you know what the whole duty of man is today? To serve God. I want to tell you, I love the Lord today, Brother Junior. I was scared to get up here, but when I can feel the Spirit of God, that's what I want to do more than anything else in this world. The Bible says, if you're ashamed to confess me before this lost and dying generation, I'll be afraid to confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. And you know what God wants to do for you today? He said, if it's so earthly man knows to do good for his children and give him good gifts, how much more does your heavenly Father want to do good to his children? And you know what? I'm a child of God today, and he blesses me so wonderfully. I don't have to worry about nothing. You know why? Because of J-E-S-U-S. You know what happened today? Somebody touched me, and I know it was the hands of the Lord. And you know what? It's not only on Sundays, on Monday morning when I wake up, somebody touched me again, and I know who it's going to be. It's going to be the hands of the Lord, because he ain't never going to leave me. No matter what kind of problem I have, or what kind of sickness I have, or how much I have to worry about my children, or paying the bills, I got somebody that's always there.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I love every one of you, and I'm happy to be here. But I'm going to get out of the way. These other brothers, there's more brothers here, and I enjoy being here. And the most important thing in my life is Jesus. So if you're here and you're not putting Jesus first in your life, you're going to miss out on a lot of things. You can be saved and be born again and go to heaven, but you can miss out on many blessings here on this earth.
Absolutely.
I want to tell you, you need to put God first. You know, you might say, well, I ain't got time to do this, or I ain't got time to do that. I'll guarantee you one thing. If you put Jesus first in everything that you do, he'll give you time to do everything else.
Everything.
I love each and every one of you.